with Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. With snow dusting the peaks in Glacier National Park, crews are buttoning up their work rebuilding Sperry Chalet, the backcountry dormitory that burned in the Sprague fire last summer. Nikki Willett reports.
Travis Neal knew that locals would care about his summer project rebuilding the Sperry Chalet dormitory, but he didn't realize people across the country would feel the same way.
We've gotten a lot of emails and just people reaching out, telling us how thankful they are that we, you know, got so much done in the year.
Neal is a project manager for Dick Anderson Construction out of Great Falls. This July, the company won the $4 million bid for phase one of the Sperry Chalet rebuild, which focused on shoring up the dormitory's original stone walls and foundations with interior seismic bracing and building a new roof. The National Park Service's chosen plan maintains the chalet's iconic Swiss chalet meets rustic American West style that dates back to the chalet's construction in 1914. This summer, crews used a mix of helicopters and mule pack trains to shuttle supplies 7 miles into the backcountry. Neal says scheduling flight times proved tricky during the height of fire season.
The availability of the pilots was actually harder than the helicopter. And it wasn't even the Howl Ridge fire. It was other fires around the state that our pilot service ended up being called to.
Neal says the team budgeted flight days and got lucky with weather to finish their work in Glacier's truncated construction season. He says all that remains now is boarding up windows and doors on the dormitory and kitchen and packing out the crew's 4 tents and platforms ahead of the snow.
We should be out of there no later than, the end of this week.
The chalet will winter under a new roof that has a temporary outer layer with a snow and ice shield, along with a permanent structural inner roof layer. As Dick Anderson winds down construction work, Anderson Hallis Architects out of Golden, Colorado, is designing phase two, which includes setting a floor plan and choosing wood finishes, doors, windows, and balcony work. The Park Service will solicit bids for phase two construction next spring. Work is expected to wrap up by the end of 2019. This second phase will likely be paid for with a $1.2 million property insurance reimbursement, privately solicited donations from the Glacier National Park Conservancy, and additional federal funds. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.